You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lefondre looking to get close side of Font. Lefondre away from Davis. 3-1 Reading. 3 points Reading.
Hello and welcome to the Umpire Rolls Preview Podcast, supported by Phantom Brewery. Well, it's not Jacob Southclane. And it's not Matt Lansley. It is me, Paul, today, presenting this show. We're going to have a quick look at the game that's coming up tomorrow against Norwich City, who are flying now. They've got 7 wins out of the last 8 matches. But to be help me talk through it, I've been joined by James Earnshaw from the Reading Chronicle. How are you doing, James?
Yeah, good, thanks. Paul, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm feeling pretty optimistic about Reading FC at the moment. And why wouldn't we, James?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's been great, great fun to finally have some wins to cover. This season's been so unexpected, but hopefully, you know, long may it continue.
Yeah, totally. I mean, Saturday wasn't the most beautiful game in any way or form. Let's not dress that up, James. But it doesn't matter, does it? You've got to go out there and do the job.
Exactly that. I mean, I guess the one frustration is we couldn't quite see out of that clean sheet, because I think that would have been good for the defenders after the Sunderland game and, you know, a few other of the heavy games. But, you know, we can only beat what's in front of us, and it helps that Huddersfield gave us a few goals, but you can only be there to take them. And, you know, it's 3 more points towards safety, and, you know, who knows what else if we keep winning.
Yeah, I mean, when you were talking to Paul Ince after the match on Saturday, he kind of seemed happy, but not the, like, the last minute goal really seemed to affect his kind of thoughts and everything. But I like that. He's like, you want to see a manager pushing on even though we're actually winning matches.
Yeah, he's got such high standards. I mean, you can tell that he's worked with some of the best managers and won, you know, played at the top level for so long. He doesn't let those standards slip, even in the last few minutes when we were clearly winning. I think he was frustrated with the whole second half, really, which, to be fair, I could understand, because we were pretty dominant in that first half. And, you know, you were 2 up and you thought, you know, come on, can we push on and get a few more? You know, our goal difference is in negative. I know it's not a massive deal, but it would be nice to rack it up. You know, we could do with a few goals, and we sort of just sat off and let Huddersfield come on to us a lot in the second half. And they didn't threaten, but, you know, a better team could have done. They gave us the third goal, which we maybe gladly took. And then again, we just sort of couldn't get ourselves back up for it like we did in the first half. But, you know, I'm sure they'll put that right. And if they don't put it right tomorrow, well, you know, we're in for a bit of a hiding.
Yeah, I mean, Norwich is going to be a whole different prospect. Obviously, Paul Ince was mentioning after match about parachute payments and how much he hates them, basically. We all say this, but actually, if we had the opportunity to have them, we'd quite like the Jays, wouldn't we? I mean, we're all very hypocritical in these situations, aren't we?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we, in our financial position, beggars can't be choosers. And arguably, you know, we wouldn't be in this situation if we'd gone up that year against Huddersfield. Who knows, you know, it could have been a totally different ball game, and maybe we could be the team that, you know, flirts going up and down. I mean, for Norwich fans, at least every other year you get an enjoyable season where you win more than you lose. I'm not sure how they feel about sort of the yo-yo tag, but I mean, it's better than yo-yoing between League One and Championship, which is what we've been threatening to do for the last few years.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that at all. Thankfully, we haven't actually managed to do that yo-yo. It's now looking very positive that we won't be doing that this season. You never know, as Paul is, if he was sat right here next to me, you know, the governor would be saying, no, Paul, control yourself. Do not get bang out of order. This is like, we're still very early. Season doesn't start until March. Yeah. We're down to the bare bones. He ticks them all up.
You're going through all of them.
Yeah. I love that. But you're looking at Norwich and you're seeing Dean Smith there. Obviously, I think it's taking Norwich a while to adapt to the fact that he's not playing the same way as they called it in Norwich, Fark ball. But the problem is, in the Premier League, he was absolutely atrocious. One of the worst Premier League managers ever. But I don't know how Norwich fans will be looking at it, because 7 wins out of 8, and that's pretty amazing, isn't it? And now they're coming into form. We've got to be on form all the way through the match, haven't we? Like you just mentioned, James, on Tuesday.
Yeah. We can't afford to have a second half like we had on Saturday. We've got to have another Blackburn, really, where we just come out, set our stall, and we've got to try and keep that up. But the problem then is obviously you've got so many games coming up. No doubt Paul will have half, you know, you can't not have half an eye on Friday, and then you might have to take players off and rest them. As it is, we've got no recognisable, well, no first choice fullbacks with no Babba and no Yeardon, no Shane Long, you know, so it's going to be, Ovidjari is probably going to play some impact. I'm not sure whether he's going to start or come off the bench, but when you're playing a team like Norwich, you want the strongest team you can get, and arguably we haven't got that at the minute, but you know, I'm sure they'll dig in, and well, you know, you hope they'll dig in. I think tomorrow is more about keeping it respectable really than anything else. I mean, if we can pick up a point, it'll be a great result, but you don't want to get another 3 or 4 nil hammering, because you know, and knock the stuffing out of the fans, and you know, with games coming up thick and fast, you want a bit of positive momentum, and you don't want to start that with some negative momentum.
Yeah, I think I'm going into the game thinking is I don't like it when people say it's a free hit. I think you have to take every game is what it is. But I think it's kind of like we can look at it and say to ourselves, where actually are we? Because it's still very early in the season, really. We're only 11 games in. But is this a team that can compete with teams at the top of the league? Or are we going to drift off a bit? Which is fine. That will not be a disaster in any way or form. I wouldn't see that as a negative. But I think Norwich, they've got all these wins on the trot, but I don't think they've been fantastic. What really concerns me about Norwich is the fact their squad. They have the players that they can bring off the bench that we just don't have at the moment, James. Yeah. I know ours has improved, but it's not at the level that we'd like. I mean, even Paul Ince was saying after the match that he wants more from the substitutes. I thought Loom and Fornar did absolutely fine, but what did you think?
Yeah, they did all right. I mean, they kept the ball ticking over. I mean, I think what he wanted was one of them to sort of grab the game and sort of control the game a bit more, because Huddersfield were dominating possession and they were the ones that were doing more of the running, which they had to. You know, they were 3-0, well, 2-0 and then 3-0 down. But I think he wanted someone in the middle to sort of get on the ball and just sort of slow things down and regain control, which none of them really managed to do. But, you know, we're going to accept that we're going to have a lot less of the ball tomorrow. We're going to be content with counter attack. We're going to be the away side at a home game, which is what we've done more often than not this year anyway. I think the win again on Saturday was huge, because obviously it lifts that bit of pressure now. It's not a free hit. Obviously you want to be competitive, but if we hadn't won Saturday and then you're going in and you're thinking, oh God, okay, so ideally you want to pick up something today, and then you go away to QPR, who aren't doing bad either, and then suddenly you go 3 games potentially without picking up a win or picking up a point, and then panic stations might start to set in. But I think the win on Saturday sort of steadied the ship. There's no panic now. You know, what happens against Norwich, ideally a positive performance and maybe a point, you know, maybe a nickel three, you never know in football. But I think the performance tomorrow is more the important thing, and getting out with no more injuries.
Yeah, totally. What will be interesting to see what we do with Andy Carroll and Lucas Jow. Are we going to stay with both of them in the team? Are we going to switch it to a 5 at the back? I would assume we're going to have 5 at the back on Saturday, Tuesday, James.
Yeah, I'd expect one to be up front and not both of them. And then obviously in sort of floating in behind. Carroll, I think it is pushing it a bit to expect him to play 70-odd minutes on a Saturday and then start again on a Tuesday. But he does look fitter, I think, than he looked in the first spell. I mean, he's worked really hard over the summer to work on his sort of sharpness and fitness. But then, you know, you've got Mata, who's just notched a goal on Saturday. His confidence should ideally be high, having got his first goal for over a year. So why not keep it with two up front and switch out Carroll for Mata and give him another sort of big bruiser up front for the defence to think about?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of kind of like ways of looking at. I think maybe we should just go for it. Because ultimately, if you are in a bad situation of the game, you can revert back. But if you like start off with a kind of negative, I wouldn't say negative, maybe a realistic mindset going into the match.
It's hard to get yourself up for it, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. And I think a lot of Reading fans would rather see us go out there and actually attack and try to win the game. Because it's not like we can't score goals. We don't get buckets of goals. You've only got 13 goals, I think, this season. So we're doing okay. It's not amazing. But I don't think they want to see us sit back. What I'm actually really thinking, James, is Sunderland. That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Yeah.
You don't want to see that again.
No. And if we let Norwich do what Sunderland did, well, it could be a cricket score, to be honest. So we've got to try and shore up. I think it's shoring up that midfield, if I'm not mistaken. I wasn't at the game, but I saw on TV the midfield was just so overrun that the minute Norwich got into our half, they were suddenly on our defence, and you can't have that. You need sort of more solidity in the middle. I think Loom and Fauna potentially come back in just to add that sort of strength. It's an interesting game. The Reading of old would always get up for games against the bigger teams and try and bloody a few noses. You'd like to think they'll use Sunderland as an example of what not to do. But we all know that this team has a hiding in them. So, you know, you can never go and say we're not going to get spanked 3 or 4, because they've proved that they do it. But, you know, if we come out losing 1 or 2-0 or 2-1 and we've given it a go, but they're just better than us, well, you can hold your hands up and say, well, realistically, we're not really challenging with you anyway. So you can, it's not the end of the world if we lose to them. I think QPR is a more sort of competitive match for us on Friday. I think they're in sort of a rebuilding year where I don't think they'll really push on for top six and sort of in that mid-table position where anyone can beat anyone. And I think Friday will be a good chance to pick something up. Tomorrow, it's to see what happens and put in a good performance.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think if we put in a performance, even if we lose, which is nobody wants us to lose, obviously, it's ridiculous. Nobody wants that at all. But if you put a performance and you lose like 2-1 or something and you think, okay, we've tried everything. We tried to attack, just a little bit too much quality from Norwich. You think, okay, I can take that. I can see that that's happened. But if I was to offer you right now, James, 2 points in total from the next two games, would you take them?
Yeah, I think I would. Keep the sort of unbeaten run going. It's a bit of momentum. Stop the, you know, it's almost as though we're waiting for that next hiding because you know that at some point it's coming around the corner. So it'd be nice to get out of that mindset where you go into games thinking, okay, we know this team can now sort of close games out and not get spanked. So if we can sort of go to Norwich and then QPR and keep things tight and nick a goal and keep maybe the odd clean sheet. You know, if you offered me a 1-1 tomorrow and a 0-0 Friday, I'd bite your hand off for it. Because obviously, you know, we'd still probably be in touching distance of where we'd be in the top six, I'd imagine, or in and around it, which isn't really the ambition. But keeping, 4 games unbeaten, sneak a clean sheet in there, 3 games on the bounce without a defeat after the international break, you know, sort of carry the momentum over, get a few players back in the next couple of weeks and things start to look a bit brighter. If you go into next week against West Brom, having lost the last 2 games, and you suddenly think West Brom, who in that time you'd think would probably get rid of Bruce. I mean, I think I'm personally surprised he's still in the job after Saturday's loss. You don't want another new manager coming in, new manager bounce, beating Reading. There's 3 games without defeat. And it suddenly quickly racks up when you've got 11 games in the next month. And then come the end of, you know, the World Cup break, we want to be in a competitive position where we can build and push on after the break. And this month here is crucial.
Yeah. There's a few points there I totally agree on. I think, went to see. I agree on a lot of it, James.
I waffled.
No, it's quality. I was thinking about when you said competitive. That's exactly when I went to the former player event with Mark Bowen, which was excellent. And all those events are always good. I'd highly recommend going to them. He said at the start of the season, he just wanted to create a squad that was competitive. And that's all he could achieve realistically. And I think that's what we are doing so far. Yeah, there have been a few pace things, but overall, I think if you're not happy with us being in third position at the moment, I'm not quite sure what your aims are for Reading Football Club this season.
Yeah. Because... well, we're almost a third of the way to safety after 11 games. I mean, you can't complain too much. I mean, there's obviously at some point going to be a drop-off because I don't think this small group can keep this up for the whole course of the season. But I think the good thing about this year is that no one's expecting them to. You know, we're all sat here expecting at some point for there to be a bit of a run and for us to drop down a bit. But providing we come sort of, I'd say 20th upwards, even, well, 21st, people would say you've stayed up, you've done your job, you know, fair play. But I'd like to think with the start, this team could potentially do a little bit more, maybe 17th, 8th, you know, 16th, 15th, maybe even 14th if we're being a bit greedy. And then, you know, push on. And then next year is when you start thinking, okay, well, now you're back on a level playing field with a bit of money to spend, an ambitious owner, a hierarchy that now know what they're doing. That's when you start to maybe look at putting a bit more pressure on where they can finish. This year is just all hands to the pump, as Paul would say, and they're going to keep us above that dotted line.
Yeah, totally. So here we go then. What is your prediction for tomorrow night?
Not a positive one, I don't think. I've gone for 3-0 Norwich, but I do think it'll be closer than 3-0 suggests. I think it'll be one of those games where it's 1-0 till quite late on, and then maybe they can't catch us with a couple of late goals that probably sort of makes them look a bit better than they are. But, you know, who knows? Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully a 1-0 Nick last-minute goal and we can sit top of the league come tomorrow night.
That would be incredible. It would be remarkable if we did that. I'm going for a completely blind 2-1. And the main reason for that...
2-1 win?
Obviously. Oh. Yeah. The main reason is that it just would be fantastic for us, A, to beat Norwich, because being a Reading fan, but also... it's been so long since I've been able to tell my girlfriend who's a Norwich fan. Just like, really, it would be so enjoyable. So that's just.
I think it would have been. Was it Boxing Day 2017 the last time we beat Norwich?
Oh,
would
don't. I know. I can never remember.
Did we beat them away?
Callum Harris.
We drew away. We drew away, didn't we, with the last minute Rinamoto goal. But other than that, I don't think we've had much joy against the Canaries.
Yeah, she was very unhappy with that Renamoto girl.
Hopefully we're the ones singing come tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, then. Well, thanks a lot, James, for joining us.
Cheers,
if you've enjoyed us, give us a 5-star review. And if you don't like it that much, don't bother listening anymore, because we do what we do our best. So, yeah, cheers. Thanks a lot. Bye.